Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. We were having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Doug Barry is here. He's Deputy Director of Global Knowledge Center, Global Markets at the Department of Commerce, the editor of the outstanding book, Exporters, The Wit and Wisdom of Small Business People Who Sell Globally. He's the author of this outstanding document that I encourage you to find at export.gov, right, Doug?
Yes, export.gov, so and your local Amazon and other outlets.
There you go. So, folks, please check it out. He'll hold your hand, Doug will, and show you how to connect to the resources that he and I've talked about over the years. What is 100 and how many commercial services offices in the United States?
107.
Wow. So and then dozens more around the country, around the world. I mean.
More than 75 countries.
Yeah, around the world. So check that out, folks. They'll help you. This is, there are a whole lot of things about the government that I'm not too happy about, but the Department of Commerce's support of small business exporters is not one of them. I'm really proud of these guys. And Doug, of course, he's on the top of our list. Doug, when we went to the break, you were telling us a story. You were comparing the service, customer service lessons that you were teaching the reindeer farmers in Siberia to a hotel night clerk in Maine.
what a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, and before the break, I think we sort of summed up that never underestimate the consumer, no matter how sophisticated or otherwise you think they are. And you'd think in the United States we have this very sophisticated and competitive consumer culture where we're constantly talking about, and millions of books have been produced about the importance mm-hmm. of quality and customer service, but yet we run into almost regularly incidences where the theory does not meet the practice.
And so, it seems to be getting worse.
Yes, it seems to be getting worse, and the age of the consumer, I think, hits at the very heart of that by saying, you know, here we go again, folks. This is yet another example of what we have been preaching for a long time. How come we're not delivering the goods?
Right.
So here was this woman, young woman, at this motor home, a motor hotel that we stopped at in Maine, and it was in the evening, and she was doing her night audit, and she said, no, I'm not going to rent you this room because I'm doing the night audit. And she did so, you know, in an unsmiling, unpleasant way, and she had her little shirt on with her little name badge and the logo of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, can we wait? Will it take? Oh, no, it's going to take. I don't know how long it's going to take. It's going to take a long time. But I said, you say that you're closing at 11 o'clock. It says that right on the door, and it's a quarter to 10 now. And she says, it doesn't make any difference. We can't rent you
wow.
a room. Do you have rooms? Yes, we have rooms. Can you rent me one now? No, I can't. And so I basically, you know, turned around and left and went down the road and gave my $300 to somebody who was willing to rent me a room. And that young woman at the second hotel was also doing her night audit, and she said, well, you know, in your case, I know it's late, so we'll rent you the room. And so I wondered if the first woman had been to Yakutsk at some point. And it was just, you know, it was,
yeah.
And then, you know, how many times have you encountered bad service like this? And I think that part of it is that we have so internalized this message that we don't carefully look for discrepancies and contradictions in what we say and believe and what we actually do.
Well, for example, spending lots of money to get people to come do business with you, and when they get there, treating them like you didn't want them to be there.
Right.
Companies do that all the time. You know why? Because they don't train their people.
Yes.
Doug, when you and I were coming up, and I hate to say this, but it's the truth, 50, 60, 800 years ago, before you and I were coming up, I must add, you didn't have to train people to say thank you. In the last 20 or so years, you have to train people to say thank you.
You do, yes. And you need to take care of those people that you're training. You need to make sure that they feel that they are honored and welcomed being part of your business.
And when you're doing business with people in other countries, how big a deal is this attitude?
Well, it's huge. You can inadvertently disrespect them by not replying to the emails that they're sending you, asking you questions, not being accessible to you so that they can ask the questions that they want to ask once they have just decided to do business with you. There are a million ways to put them off and to send a message to them that you don't really care about them.
Well, until you've made quite a bit of deposit of credibility with them, until you have, they're fully comfortable with you, any little thing that you do that maybe doesn't seem like a big deal to you, but you haven't, but if you think it's, if you should have discovered it's a big deal to them, anything like that could take all of the work that you've done and basically just put it down a drain. I mean, people in other countries are very sensitive to certain things, and in all countries, right? And if you don't pay attention to those things, if you even accidentally disrespect them or don't treat them the right way, they're not going to do business with you.
No, they're not. And we have a built-in advantage, and that is that people around the world believe that the U.S. has great quality. They like the culture, they admire the culture, they admire the people, but if you send them signals that are contradictory to that, it won't matter what advantage we have that's built
and
in.
We're a little faster than a lot of other countries are, aren't we? I mean, we think that we ought to be able to move faster than a lot of other countries do.
That is true.
And I think that makes us look like ugly Americans when we don't really mean to be. What do you think, Doug?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more. The G, right, Doug? When we come back, we'll talk about the G.
The G whiz.
There you go. So we'll do that when we come back, folks. Intel, right back with Doug Berry. Don't forget export.gov.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.